Thank you for downloading this Absolute Radio podcast. Listen to the UK's only 80s radio station, Absolute 80s, at absolute80s.com, on DAB in London, and nationwide on Freesat Channel 726, Virgin Media Channel 951, and Sky Channel 0200.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry bloody Christmas, you bastards! This is Ian Lee and Eloise and their bloody Christmas special podcast. It's us, hey! Yay. Merry Christmas,
Ding
everybody!
Merrily
on high in heaven, the bells are ringing. I've just seen a spaceman in the sky with a big fat head, and he was singing. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Happy birthday, Jesus!
Happy birthday, Jesus! Although apparently he was born in March.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Apparently they just fibbed.
Here's a thing. It took the. How long did it take the wise men to follow the star and get to Jesus? How long did it take?
Day.
3 years.
Whoa.
Three years.
Poor Mary was in labour for that long.
No, the baby was out by then. But it was 3 years old when the wise men got there. Argue with that if you dare. Good evening, good day. Merry Christmas. This is Ian Lee and...
Eloise.
The lady from Ultimate Radio, Absolute Radio, home of the hits. And we are recording this special Christmas message for you. It's the 30th of November. I think it's the last day of November. Would that be correct? I think that would be correct. Yes? Is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
30 days, half September, April, May, June and November. All the rest have 31 apart from February. But we thought, because we're going to be away for 2 weeks over Christmas, I didn't want to. I wanted to work all the way through Christmas, but Mr. Grace Jr. insisted.
It's quite good, though, because I had already booked that time off.
Oh.
So I don't know who you would have had.
Someone decent. Maybe the A-team would have been reunited. Davis could have been back. Who knows? But you won't be hearing us for 2 weeks. So we thought to fill the gap between us going off air on, which is, hang on, so it's the 21st, 20th, 19th, 18th of December, Friday, 18th, Thursday, the 17th of December.
Yeah, that's our last one.
Then 2 weeks off, and then we come back, I don't know, whenever, 2010, we come back in the future. To fill that gap, what could be better than having your very own private, unreleased, previously unreleased Christmas special of, we don't know what length, and until we get bored of talking. It's 28 past nine, so it could be an hour and a half long. It'd probably be closer to 5 minutes, I'd imagine.
At some point as well.
Some point, yes.
I haven't eaten yet, so I'm going to go and make a salad.
That's your... Well, you can go off and do that whenever you want. I'm happy to talk to these kids on my own.
All right.
But I'd rather I didn't. So, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody.
So, have you been a good boy this year, Ian?
Stop flirting with me. We'll have that conversation off-air, Eloise. Oh, I see what you mean in terms of Father Christmas.
Yeah, as in, come and sit on my knee.
Again, we'll have that conversation off-air. Oh, you mean Father Christmas?
And what's in your sack?
Well, I can empty my sack on the table for you now. I mean ball sack. You probably mean Santa sack?
Yeah.
Okay. You could certainly fill my stocking.
Okay, I've got some nice presents to put in it.
Okay. Christmas is a lot of fun, but we must remember that it's... what are you doing?
What?
I can hear... Shaving your groin?
No.
Shaving your back?
No.
I saw... We drove... I had to go and pick up my car today. We'll come back to that. This is not... This is the point. This is actually serious and poignant.
Is this Christmassy, though?
Very.
Okay.
And you'll see why. And we drove to Edmonton to pick up the car, and on the way I thought it was like some rags in the road, but my wife went, oh, what's that? That looked bigger than a bird. It was a dead animal. So I didn't see it. Drove back. It was a Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh.
But it was completely flat, and it was like the a flat outline of a Yorkshire Terrier.
Like a chalk drawing.
But you could see, well, no, it wasn't anything like a chalk drawing, because you could see him. You could see his eyes, his face,
oh,
his fur.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Flat.
So someone must have literally gone backwards and forwards.
To kill that poor Yorkie. And I think that's an important Christmas message for all of us, that dogs are not just for Christmas. They are for... Well, you got a Yorkshire Terrier, you've got to put a lead on it. You hold on to that. But someone may have... Oh, devastated.
And also, where were the owners? Surely they didn't just stand by and watch and then didn't even scoop it up afterwards.
Fair play, they may be devastated, so you should be careful before you start casting aspersions.
They're never going to find out that it was their Yorkshire Terrier.
Well, hang on, they've lost a Yorkshire Terrier. There's one near their street that's been flattened.
Yeah, everyone around the world can get this podcast. Who knows what part of the world?
Well, how many?
Today.
That means you're saying that there are loads of Yorkshire Terriers.
No, it just means that how is anyone going to pinpoint that it was their Yorkshire Terrier?
I don't know. Anyone's going to pinpoint anything. Right. So let's back to. Are you pinpointing? I had my first mince pie of the weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It's nice. Very nice. It wasn't that nice, but it was homemade. Homemade by an old lady. So I pretended that I enjoyed it.
Have you got a good heartwarming Christmas story?
That was it.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Just fiddling with the paper. No, the people on the podcast won't be able to hear this because it probably won't pick that up.
Have you been taking drugs this evening? There's a dull glow in your eye of someone who's taken a drug. I don't mind.
No. Do you know what it is? It's the glow of Christmas.
Okay. Well, should we call up our first Christmas guest?
Yeah.
I believe Barry from Watford is expecting our call. So we're going to get some of the stars of the show on this special podcast. And let's see what special Christmas messages of joy, love and warmth they will be bringing to you on this Christmas. I bet no other DJs are doing a Christmas special at Absolute Radio, are they?
Probably not.
For not even for broadcast transmission. This is like private. This is like the Beatles fan club flexies.
It's ringing.
Can I hear it?
You will be able to.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Hear what?
You can.
Yeah.
Hello.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Can I speak to Barry from Watford, please?
Yes, who is it? Speak him.
It's Father Christmas here, Barry. Ho, ho, ho! How are you, Barry?
Not too bad. Is that Bill from up the road?
No.
Centre again.
No, I'm the real Father Christmas, Barry. You do believe in me, don't you?
Very much so.
Well, Barry, have you been a good boy this year?
Yes.
And what about the lady who lives next door? Have you stopped looking at her underwear?
That was never proven that it was an accident. I was trying to get a stain out of my trousers, rubbing vigorously. It was not what they said in the Watford Observer. That was never proven. Hello?
Barry, it's Ian Lee and Eloise from Ultimate Radio. I knew it was.
I was joking.
I didn't know there had been an incident with the...
No, there was...
It was a joke.
No, it was a sort of a... I knew it was you.
You're just playing along, weren't you, Barry?
Yes, I... Of course I knew it was...
Hang on a minute,
it was you.
What was it, the Watford Gazette?
Watford
Observer.
No, leave it, don't... Oh, just leave it.
I've got it up on Google here.
No, don't. That was nothing.
All right, well, let's calm down. Let's not mention that. It's the Christmas special, Barry.
Oh, hey!
You all right?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Did you just fall over?
No. Shush! What are you doing? It's my dog is here.
What's your dog called?
Tinkle. Hello, Tinks. Hello, Tinks. You're a lovely... What are you doing? I want to say hello. Say hello. Say hello. I can't get him to say hello.
Yeah, he's a dog, Barry. They can't talk.
Come on, say...
They can't talk, Barry.
Hold on, if I...
Squeeze his balls. Squeeze his balls.
Say something.
Are you beating him up?
No, he... That's it. Say something. Say something.
Barry, we don't need to let him go. Let him go.
He's not saying nothing.
Let him go, Barry.
Well, he's not now anyway.
Barry.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Now, listen, we're obviously recording this on the 30th of November, but we won't this isn't going to go on the radio. This is going to be for download only over the Christmas season.
Yes.
So, I tell you what. Because we'll probably know the winner of the X Factor by then, but now we don't know, do we? So have you got any predictions about that?
Chico? Is it Chico?
I think he was a few... He was... Chico time.
Is it not Chico time no more?
No, I think the Chico clock has broken.
But let me just say thank you very much. What may I expect for the podcast? I expect...
Sorry?
I've contributed out of hours of the show.
Yes.
What can I expect?
Well, you can expect a bloody
financial
good... Nothing. No.
Remuneration.
You can expect the smiles of the orphan children who get to listen to this over Christmas when we're off on our holidays.
Yes, yes. A little token of... Some cigars.
No.
Chocolate orange.
No.
Fruit jelly sweets.
Any of that, no.
Glacier cherries.
Just doing it for the love of...
Mayfair.
No, there's...
A razzle. No, Christmas edition.
There's no Christmas razzle.
No, I've come across a little bit rude with this tonight, but as it is for the podcast, I feel I can push the boat out.
Well, we're allowed to swear and everything on these podcasts, Barry.
Well, not at Christmas.
What's a typical Watfordian Christmas like?
Well, what would normally happen is that I would get up, go downstairs, have a sherry.
Yes.
About 11s is we'd have another one, have a vodka just to liven us up before Christmas dinner. With Christmas dinner, we'll have the wine.
Yes.
Then we'll have a red wine. We'll toast the dinner with a champagne. After dinner, maybe have a brandy. Maybe have some liqueur mid-afternoon. Then we'll have some more wine with our
Jesus.
Tea. And on Boxing Day, we really will go mad. That's what we're gonna do.
And listen, this won't be, you know, people will download this over Christmas time, so Margaret won't hear it. What are you going to get Margaret for Christmas, Barry?
Well,
a new paper bag. I'm joking.
No. What I thought I might get her is she's very keen on Michael Buble.
And he's very popular.
Very popular. I might get a Michael Buble CD and then we can turn the lights down, snuggle by the fire.
Yes.
And listen to Buble warbling all night.
Oh, lovely.
And then have a little bit of a kiss and a cuddle.
Okay, that's nice to know.
And then maybe remove some clothing.
Okay, anyway.
Snuggle up and maybe kiss patiently with tongue.
Lovely talking
while
to you.
Buble plays.
Barry, lovely
and
talking to you.
Oh, Christmas isn't the only thing that comes back once a year, let me tell you that. And that's an old one.
So are you.
That's disgusting.
And will you be getting any Christmas presents from Steve Wright this year?
I've got everything I want, Ian. I've got a lovely wife.
Yeah.
I've got a lovely tinkle. And at least I did until I kicked into death just But I've also got, I might ask for some apples and oranges.
Oh, really? What is that?
And that's all. I'd like to keep myself regular 5 a day.
Okay.
I don't want nothing in this world.
No.
Tinkle's not saying over. I don't want nothing in this world, Ian. I just want health, happiness.
That's great.
Love. I haven't quite finished.
Oh, sorry.
Health.
Happiness,
no.
Love.
Yes, yes, all right. Happiness.
We're running out of time. We're going to give Andre a call.
Love,
so we're going
to. Goodwill to all.
Goodwill to all.
And to love to everyone there. Happy Christmas. God bless us all.
Goodbye, Barry. Thank you.
Cut off. Bye. Happy Christmas.
Bye bye, Barry. Just put the fader down. Put the fader down. Get rid of it. There we go. Well, that's Barry from Watford's. Take on Christmas. I love Christmas. What are you doing for Christmas, Eloise?
I love Christmas too. On Christmas Day, I'll be just with my family, and then on Boxing Day, that's
you're be
our
doing
real
it all day.
Christmas.
Doing it all day.
In my honorary family, and we'll do the pub walk thing that I mentioned ages ago.
I wasn't listening. What was
a
that?
A crap film, yeah. And all snuggle up together and buffet. Wow. And lovely.
Sounds
bit of a kip. And Christine, who's my honorary mum, always has a little fart while she's asleep, which is always Jesus. Happy Christmas. And we always row over a game.
Yeah, there's got to be a bit of a fight over Christmas. That's
always. It's usually from me. I'm the competitive one.
Yeah. I've got my sister and her kids coming, and her husband coming over Christmas Eve. My mum's coming over Christmas Eve to Boxing Day. Then they're going. Then my in-laws are coming Christmas Day. First Christmas I've ever had at my house. My house. Christmas at my house.
That's good. Exciting.
Very exciting. I'm doing the dinner and all of that. Shall we? Have you got Andre's number?
Let me just find it.
Shall we see if we can give Andre from Basildon a quick Christmas call?
Yeah.
see what he's up to. You're listening to the Ian and Eloise Absolute Christmas Special podcast. Never broadcast on the wireless. This is just to fill in the Christmas gap while we're off for 2 weeks. And
been calling someone on Sunday. Who knows who?
Apparently he was on LBC the other day, Andre.
What?
Oh, we'll ask him, actually, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Should I do my Father Christmas thing again?
Do it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, is Andre there, please?
Yes, mate, speaking, thank you. Is that Lee?
Ho, ho,
On our tip.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Father Christmas.
Pardon?
This is Father Christmas speaking here.
No, that's Tim Orion, I know it is, and I'm thinking of coming up to the studio tonight.
Well, hello, how are you, Andre?
Yeah, I'm okay, but if I come up to the studio, can I come in?
Have you been a good boy this year, Andre?
Yeah, not too bad. Why are you buying for Christmas?
Well, Andre, what would you like for Christmas?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not being funny or anything, but you said you were going to send me 2 CDs and some stickers.
I don't remember that. I'm Father Christmas.
I think Eloise will remember that.
Eloise, is that one of my elves?
No, it's the producer.
I think you confused me with someone else, young man. Ho, ho, ho.
Is she there now, Eloise?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Eloise, the producer.
Yeah, this is Father, it's Father Christmas here.
Ian, you mean?
All right, it's Ian. We're recording our Christmas podcast special podcast.
Oh, Ian, but remember I'm the Ambassador of England, yeah?
Yes, correct, yes.
Is Amy still the,
Yes.
The Queen of Sweden and,
She owns the world.
Yeah, but I'm the Ambassador of England, remember?
Yeah, but she owns the world.
Yeah, but can I have a word with Amy? Is she on tonight or not?
She's not here. Eloise is here, though.
Can I have a quick word with Eloise?
Well, yeah, why not?
All right, thank you.
Let me just get a few. Hang on a second.
All right, cheers. Hello?
Hello, Andre?
Yeah. I'm just having a couple of beers at the moment, Ian, yeah, but are you on from 11 to 1?
That's right, yeah.
Shall I catch you a bit later?
All right, then.
Right, but why didn't Eloise want to talk to me?
Oh, no, I was just off to get her, then you called me back.
Pardon?
I was just off to get her, and then you called me back.
No, I didn't call you back. You called me.
No, I called you now, because we're recording the Christmas special now.
Yeah.
And then you asked me to go and get Eloise, and I was just going to get her, and then you called me.
Well, you can still go and get her if you want to.
Shall I go and get her for you?
Yeah, please, Ian.
All right, just give me a minute.
All right, thanks.
Andre?
Hello, yeah.
She's just on her way.
Okay, thanks, Ian.
Shall I go and see if she's coming?
Yeah, but as long as you don't make a mess.
I'll be back in a second.
All right. Okay. Do you want to reinvest in a minute? Should we reinvest?
What,
Andre, count me in.
We'll have another, put some more sounds on.
Andre, count me in.
Can I pass over to my friend Lee?
Yeah, of course.
He don't want to talk to you, Ian, I'm afraid.
Okay, well...
He's a bit embarrassed.
Yeah, hey, listen, I'll invest in something.
What's that?
He's being MC.
Who's been MC?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know Ian Lee?
No, I don't know. No,
from Absolute Radio, he used to be Virgin.
Wait, FM.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Lee. I've got a few people around me who don't really want to talk too much.
OK. Well, Eloise is here now, but she doesn't want to talk too much.
Oh, well, probably no change there, then. She hardly ever talks to me. Ian. Hello? Lee, why don't you want to chat? Hello? Ian, you could have won some brilliant tickets or something.
Hello? Hi, Andy.
Hi, Louise, all right?
Yeah, we...
How you doing?
Oh, yeah, fine, yeah. You?
Eloise, yeah, not so bad. Keep your pecker up, yeah? But what I was going to say to Eloise, do you want me to come up to the city tonight and give you a lift home, you and Ian?
What will you charge us?
Well, no. Well, what I was going to say, I'll drop Ian Lee off first, and because you live in Essex, I'll drop you off after.
Andy, but I don't live in Essex. I've never lived in Essex. I've told you about 20 times I don't live in Essex.
I thought you did. Where do you live then?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, you don't trust me now then?
You don't trust him now. You did before, but not now.
But, anyways, I've got another point, anyways.
What's that?
You said you were going to send me 2 CDs and some stickers.
I've never said that.
To be on the podcast.
Oh, all right, I'll send you some.
You'll definitely give me one, yeah? I mean, you'll definitely send me one.
Yeah, I'll send you one.
Andre, were you on LBC the other day?
LBC?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. No, why?
Oh, so someone told me you're on LBC. Do you phone up any other radio stations?
No, only you.
Because I'd love to hear you on Talk Sport.
Yeah.
No, they can't nick him off us.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to get home.
No, I'm quite, drunk. I'm quite committed to Absolute.
Yeah, that's a shame. Andre, listen, this is the Christmas special.
Yeah.
And this podcast is going to be released over Christmas while we're all on holiday. And we
Yeah, go on.
Thank you. We just wondered, what's a normal Andre Christmas like?
Quite nice, actually.
What do you do?
What do I do? Well, it could involve a few women and a couple of family meetings and...
Family meeting? What's a family meeting?
Well, you know, a couple of parties and that, maybe a couple of whiskies with my dad and that, and just chilling out.
Nice. And what kind of presents are you hoping to get this year?
Well, I don't think I'm going to get any presents this year.
Oh, why?
Well, because people...
Hate you.
I don't think they'll buy me. You know, I don't think I'll get any presents this year, I'm afraid.
Well, mate, why?
But Ian,
yes,
you've got to tell her the way. She's got to send me them 2 CDs and the stickers.
She's going
But you haven't got the car stickers yet, have you?
No, we've just got normal stickers. Don't worry, Andre, I'll sort it out.
Well, you're going to sort me out?
No, I'll sort it out.
Oh, you'll sort it out?
Yes, right, then, you anyways. Dirty bugger.
I'll talk to you soon then, yeah? When I get back from the, well, where are we now? Well, what would you call this, Nick, this place we're in?
November?
No, we're just down the old local booze and a couple of beers, yeah?
Okay.
But you're on from 11 to 1.
That's correct, Andre, yes.
Right, so, will Amy be on the line and Harry?
I don't know who Harry is. But,
No, not Harry, Barry.
Oh,
sorry.
Barry might be. We just spoke to Barry. He's in this podcast as well.
All right, then. Well, I'll talk to you all about 11 or 12, yeah?
All right, mate.
Nice one, Ian.
Ta-da.
Bye.
Cheerio. Bye.
Ta-ta. There we go. That was fun. This Christmas special is quite good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Vinny's going to be in. Should we give him a call? Because I've texted him. And he does that thing where he doesn't reply, which means he's turned his phone off because his mum must be there or something.
All right, you got his number.
You need it. Hang on a second.
Numerero.
I bet O'Connell's not doing a free Christmas podcast. Make sure Mr. Grace knows about this.
I will do.
There's Vinny's number.
Thanks.
He won't be there.
Oh, I almost fell off the chair.
Ding dong, merrily and I. Oh, I should have got in touch with Frank Sidebottom, see if he wanted to come on. Oh, Duncan Bannatyne tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's on.
It'll go to the answer phone, or it'll be him whispering.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, okay, innit? He knows it's us. He won't answer it.
Your call.
Dial it again. Dial it again. Come on, the kids want to hear Vinnie over Christmas.
Your call has been
One more time. How dare he, Bah humbug. Scrooge.
He is Scrooge, isn't he?
What was that? Was that you?
My belly.
Jesus.
I told you I was hungry.
I'll get over it.
I can't believe you could hear that.
No, of course I could. It's loud. Boom. Oh, up yours, Vinny. Up yours. He's got. The thing is, he's got an answer phone. Why is
your
he got,
call has been?
Oh, wait, we can let's leave a message. Let's leave a message for him.
Voicemail service.
Varinder.
Varinder
is not available to Varinder. Take your call. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished, Varinder. You may hang up or press
again.
1 to change your message.
Ho ho ho, Varinder. This is Father Christmas here. Now, I believe you've been a very, very bad boy, so I won't be able to give you any presents, which is a shame because I wanted to empty my sack all over your stockings. Ho, 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 goodbye.
Hang up quickly. Hang up. Lovely. Well, that's it, really. That's the end of the Christmas special. We hope you have enjoyed it. Don't bother looking for a New Year's one. New Year's, they don't... New Year's is like big party time. I hate New Year's.
I don't like New Year's.
Awful, anticlimactic, horrible, horrible evening.
Are you doing anything for New Year?
I haven't got anything planned.
Me either. I tend to stay aloof until the very last moment.
Fingers crossed I'll get a blowy. Because I think my wife's away. I'm joking! Hey! It's a joke! I hate New Year's.
Cheap shot.
How dare you call her that? But they don't do New Year's songs, do they? You get Christmas songs. There's Happy New Year by ABBA.
Auld Lang Syne.
Jeez, that's the most miserable song in
there's
the world.
There's that Pogues one. Is that not a New Year one?
The Fairy Tale of New York?
Yeah.
It's a Christmas song.
Oh. It's a rubbish one as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. Merry Christmas. We'll be back like the...
Fourth or something, is it?
Something like that. The fourth or something like that. And... we look forward to 20... what do you hope to achieve in 2010? There we go.
My New Year's resolutions...
Mine is to get as many blowies as possible. It's a joke!
Terrible.
It's a joke! Jesus!
What are my real ones? Your real ones?
A bit more running.
More running?
Do a bit more running. Do a bit more cello, Greek... I was going to learn some Greek because I got into work very early. I was going to learn some Greek instead of recorded this Christmas podcast special, which is probably, I don't know, Nathan, very good. I'm trying to learn some Greek. Periplokos is complicated. So you'd say, ta elinika ine periploka. Greek is very complicated. Greek is complicated.
I like that word.
Periploka. I think that's right.
Ploka.
Periplokos. Because it sounds a bit like a dinosaur. That's how I remember it.
Ah.
I'm struggling with my Greek now. You're getting bored.
Happy New Year!
Ta-ta! Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Bye-bye!